This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
They didn't fire the guy yesterday. I take a day off from the airwaves. Not a day off, but a day off of the airwaves. And Peter Strzok gets fired from the FBI. That poor guy, I mean, he's got a wife and kids to care for and probably a few mistresses as well, given his well-known peccadilloes. Now he's been fired. I can't believe. Can you believe there was even a debate whether to fire this guy?
Poor guy.
Yeah, I know. They thought, well, you know, let's just give him a demotion and a 60-day suspension. That's actually what the Bureau's disciplinary arm said. After seeing what we saw, to think that they actually thought that was a just, punishment for an employee of the FBI makes me wonder about how they make any decision at the FBI. Thankfully, that decision was overruled by the deputy director, and the guy was fired. And he should have. Pay very close attention to folks like Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Bruce Orr, and others as well. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the definition of the swamp. That is the swamp at work. And what's amazing, had Hillary Clinton won, nobody would ever have known. That's how they operate. And that's what they were doing to undermine Donald Trump as a candidate. Even before he was president. That's your government. That's your tax dollars. That's law enforcement. It's hard to believe. It's really, really hard to believe. And for all of you that are not a big fan of Donald Trump, know this, you know, why do you think they're that against him? Does it make you wonder at all why they'll go to those levels? Because he's not of them. He's not going to protect the swamp. So that's the first bit of good news. Today. The other is it was a wonderful day yesterday for North Dakota Energy. And, of course, the Secretary of Energy, Rick Perry, was here. Had a nice chance to visit with him. We're going to have him on the program in the coming days and recap his trip to North Dakota. But it was great. I mean, what I most liked about it was watching that table, and I don't know the exact number, and I wish I had a list. In fact, if you could, Kevin, would you ask Congressman Kramer's office or Senator Hovind's office for a list of all the participants? I think Congressman Kramer's office invited everybody, so I'd start there.
Okay.
I'd just like to mention at least once everybody that was there, because it was unbelievable. It was a cross-section of North Dakota Energy, friends in ethanol, friends in coal, of course, very well represented, the utilities there as well. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council there representing the oil and gas industry. Kelsey Warren. A benefactor now to the University of Mary with a $3 million gift for the School of Engineering and a $2 million gift for the University of Mary to help facilitate a workforce campaign, which they will do marvelously. And they were wonderful hosts yesterday as well. It just was a really neat event. If I start mentioning other fuel sources, I'll forget a few. But the folks from Jim Arthaud was there. There's an energy legend in the North Dakota. Gary Thileson, Thileson Ethanol, there, along with Ryan Thorpe from that plant, and Jeff Zuger was there. And so just was a great day. It really was. Just because I like most the fact that Rick Perry is just so enthused about the energy renaissance and the technology and where it's going. And John Harjou at EERC, very nice job explaining all the good work they do and the interaction they have with the companies and Department of Energy. And just was... It was fabulous. It was a really good day. And so we were out to the University of Mary most of the day and had an enjoyable day, a wonderful time. And just wanted you to know it was a good day for North Dakota. Yet another cabinet secretary here. Heidi Heitkamp, I understand, was invited but did not come. I saw one article said that she was not invited to participate in the roundtable. I'm trying to get to do a little fact check on that tweet so we can tell you. But... I know she had the opportunity to be there, and it's unfortunate she wasn't, but she did tweet out the fact that 4 years ago, She brought an energy secretary from the administration of Barack Obama, Moniz, to North Dakota. And so, you know, I mean, 4 years ago, she, me too, I did that as well. So she just wanted you to remember that in case you'd forgotten from 4 years ago. I don't know that I would brag that I brought Ernie Moniz here for the reason that he, like her, supports the Iran deal. And I was thinking this the other day on the drive, actually, to Bismarck. I remember a call on this program from an individual right about the time that there was the vote on the Iran deal. Anybody else remember this? The gentleman was very emotional. He's an Iraq war vet. And he talked about the fact that he lost colleagues, friends, buddies, you know, fellow soldiers, were killed in Iraq, friends of his, by improvised explosive devices, the IEDs. Who do you think funded the IEDs? Who was building the IEDs? Iran. He was so, so mad about it. He could not believe that a U.S. senator representing the state he lives in would vote to give, you know, duffel bags of cash and opportunities to compete against our oil and gas folks. He was so. If that gentleman's listening, please call me. Please call me back. Please call me back. I've had other people tell me stories about Senator Heitkamp while she was a student at the University of North Dakota. Not exactly being warm and friendly to Vietnam vets who are just returning. Swear words and vulgarities and the such while partaking in activity related to this November's ballot. But it'll be interesting to see if some of those things come out in the campaign. Just two I thought of recently. Todd is gone today, as I think you know. Dear Elise, yesterday, thanks to Daryl for subbing. Appreciate his expertise, and I know he planned a robust conversation with growers yesterday. It sounds like there was plenty of that happening, which is pretty cool. And so anyway, thanks to Daryl. Todd off today. Kevin is here. Hello, Kevin.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well.
Good
Thank you very
here.
Much. Yes. So he'll be here, and, of course, Manny answering your calls now as well. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. You can also text me at 701. I'm hearing some stuff there, Kev. I don't know what I'm hearing. 701-367-2054 is the way you text me with your comments. Love those today. And you can also email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. So only one text number with Todd off today, caring for his ailing father. 701-367-2054. It's my number. Text me. Call us at 800-228-0550. Al Jager will be here today, the Secretary of State. A lot of questions for him that I'm looking forward to tackling today on the program. And we're trying to track down Tim Pawlenty, who is in a primary race today in Minnesota for governor with Jeff Johnson. So we want to talk about that. Let's see. What else?
That Karen Housley race is a big one, too.
Karen Housley. I don't think Karen has an opponent, though, in the primary, does she?
Tina Smith.
Well, no, but that's in November.
Yeah.
You know, so she...
Not in the primary, though.
Yeah, I don't think she does.
I don't think so either.
Why don't you check? I don't know. I don't think she does. He's talking about the Senate race in Minnesota. Karen Housley is running for Senate there against Tina Smith, who was the replacement for Al Franken. So, interesting one there. What else? There was one other thing that... Oh, I know. We have a little ad watch for you. Little ad watch for you today on the program. You know, we're trying to fact check these ads and kind of keep tabs on what ads are out there. And I want to dig into the one that Senator Heitkamp is running with a vet that is giving her accolades and quite critical of Kevin Cramer. Specific to the... we do this as a service, folks. And by the way, every candidate, Republican, Democrat alike, ought to be able to answer for their ads, okay? You said that they voted against X, Y, and Z. Okay, where? All right? It's like this beef one that we pointed out to you earlier, and now I see the ICAM, or the Cramer campaign has one up answering it. Chuck Schumer's PAC had an ad up saying, you know, Congressman Cramer stuck it to farmers because of COOL. Well, WTO is what stuck it to COOL and farmers, and so Congressman Cramer voted to make sure that there were not violations of the WTO the exact same way that Senator Heitkamp voted. But in the ad from Chucky Schumer, it only talks about Congressman Cramer. It's so deceitful, it's unbelievable. So we're trying to dig into those a little bit on the ad watch. So we'll do that before the end of the program. And I also am trying to track down some folks that were escorts for Congressman Cramer's tour with and Senator Hoeven, Governor Burgum, Rick Perry yesterday, the Energy Secretary, and find out what they talked about. But when we come back, I want to know a very simple question. How will you vote on the question of recreational marijuana in North Dakota? So that, when we return, don't go away.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farmland in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support in all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
DakDiesel.com, one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. Our friend CJ, you know, he called in one day, called into the show and said, I love diesel repair. It's all I do. I live, breathe, sleep, any variety of diesel vehicles, semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors. You know what? Folks can trust my work, get a long-lasting repair, maintenance service, very, very, very fair deal. And we said, boy, that sounds interesting. Maybe you want to advertise. He said, I do want to advertise. Started advertising. Now he's grown and grown and grown. Added one mechanic, added another mechanic, now three of them. Call him at 701-258-5011 for all your repair and maintenance needs on that diesel vehicle. 701-258-5011 or online at DACDiesel.com. You can also call CJ direct, 210-0888. Visit the shop right there in Bismarck. Get the service you need for your diesel vehicle. They do a great job. Fine sponsor of the program. All right, the latest news related to November's ballot has to do with a question on legalizing pot. A group was successful in gathering the signatures. That will now allow North Dakotans to decide whether to legalize recreational marijuana this fall. How will you vote? What are you voting on? First of all, it would amend state law to legalize non-violent marijuana-related activity. Not sure what that means. For those over 21, except for selling to minors, would not impose limits on the amount somebody could possess or grow. People under 21 possessing marijuana and those selling it to minors would be treated as if the substance in question was alcohol. The measure also creates a process for expunging records of those previously convicted of a crime that's legalized by the measure. They say it wouldn't release prisoners early or affect pending cases. David Owen is a UND student that's been leading the measure campaign. He ran unsuccessfully for the legislature as a libertarian in 2016. Said he hasn't used marijuana, but nevertheless wants to see it legalized as a matter of criminal justice reform. He argued that too many people have been incarcerated, become ineligible for student loans, or paid other prices for possessing what he described as a drug that's less harmful than alcohol and opioids. So, how are you going to vote on this is my question for you today. It will be on the ballot. I have to tell you, I've seen enough from the mess in Colorado where this craze started to know that this is a bad idea. It's a bad idea. Now, I do empathize with people that are in significant legal peril because of a small amount. I'd rather see reforms there than say, let's just go all out. Because the law enforcement headaches for this are real. There's also a lot of folks very concerned about how this is written. Very broadly written. Could offer new defenses for nonviolent offenses involving the drug, such as paying a prostitute with marijuana. The expungement provision was inartfully drafted, doesn't account for someone who has another conviction alongside the marijuana offense. So there's some work to be done here. No question about it. John Hageman's got a story about it in Forum News Service today that I'm giving you some of the narrative and quotes from. Yes, no, good idea, bad idea, what do you think? 258-0550, the telephone number. Jeff in Tioga, go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, at one time I would have been an absolute solid no on legalizing pot, but I've evolved a little bit, I think, in my view on this. And you know, the fact of the matter is that it's been illegal for forever, but has it ever really stopped anybody from doing it? They're going to do it whether it's legal or not, so let's legalize it, let's tax the heck out of it, and use the taxes for, you know, some good cause, like, you know, dealing with the opioid epidemic and things like that. But if we legalize it, I don't believe it's going to increase the use anywhere. The people that use it are going to continue to use it just legally. No, the people who don't use it are going to continue not to use it unless they, you know, you look at the medical use, and there might be some people who can feel free to use it if it helps them in resolve some medical issues. But it, prohibition hasn't done anything. Let's stop it, legalize it, and try something different for a change.
Well, I do agree that the decriminalization part of this it would really kick the drug cartels in the gut on this. That's a good thing. I just don't know that I believe that the less people will use it when all of a sudden there's no fear of being arrested or there's no I don't believe everything I've seen on Colorado in the stats. I mean the absentee rate for employees dramatic spike. After it, right? I mean, there were a number of things. So somebody's using more of it there.
I will say too that if indeed it does get legalized in the private sector industries, particularly out here in the energy industry where I work, it's going to become incumbent upon us to really be a lot more strict about testing and making sure that we've got clean people out here working, because it is a very dangerous profession we're in. And, we want to make dang sure that people aren't out there impaired and with making bad judgment calls.
Makes sense, Jeff. I appreciate your call and your commentary on it. Overwhelming support in sort of anecdotal polls that this has been happening with fairly large samples, too. So there seems to be a lot of momentum. I think it could be on its way to passage, and I don't understand that. Why would it all of a sudden be open? Why are we overwhelmingly in favor of this? I don't know. Tell me, please. Tom in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, how are you doing this morning?
Good, sir.
I just want to weigh in my comment here on the whole legalization of marijuana. I am so for it. It's unbelievable. I mean, what they did with the medical aspect of it, when that passed, it still isn't available. It's been 22 months
since
that passed.
You know why that
is,
though? Because it was very, very poorly worded. It would have been, and that's a real mess. I mean,
it doesn't have to be. Why can't North Dakota look at another state that's already implemented it? That and copy what they're doing.
Yeah, well,
North Dakota feels they're trying to invent the wheel on this thing, and they don't have to. I think, in my mind, what they're doing is trying to hesitate on it until hopefully it goes away.
I honestly don't think that's the case. I mean, I'm not trying to convince you, but I honestly don't think that's the case. I think it was a matter of, hey, we've got to do this the right way. We've got to do this the right way. We understand the voters' wishes are for medical marijuana. I don't think they're trying to.
22 months though.
And we've had the health department on, and we could again. Hang on, Tom. We'll finish this on the other side of break. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A man is under arrest and London's counterterrorism unit is investigating after he drove his car into security barriers outside the Parliament building in London earlier today. There were no major injuries, but two people were taken to a hospital. This man witnessed it and he says it didn't look like an accident.
In my opinion, it was deliberate. It wasn't, it didn't swerve into it. It was a direct hit.
The driver said to be in his late 20s. His name has not been made public. A sixth firefighter has died battling wildfires in California. Cal Fire officials say the firefighter from Utah was killed while battling the Mendocino Complex fire. It's the first death in that biggest wildfire in the state's history, which has now burned over 540 square miles of California territory. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You guys ever use flavor packets in your water? Where you put little flavor packets?
Yeah.
Do you? I kind of think it's a pain in the butt myself.
A little shot of whatever in
there. No, I got a shot. Manny, do you do that ever? Do you put flavor packets in water?
Occasionally, yeah. But I usually just like drinking like the water that's already flavored or like the flavored sparkling water.
Ooh. Premixed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I water bores me to tears. I don't know what it is. I can't. And my kids, our daughter's home from college, going back here in a few days for her sophomore year. And our youngest daughter is a sophomore. And they give me endless grief about the amount of pop that I drink, soda. It's a loving bit of grief. But it's, you know, they're constantly saying, drink more water. So then I said, I don't like the taste of water. Put some flavor packets in. I said, that's kind of a pain. I don't like to have to carry around a bunch of flavor packets.
They make those little squirty thing. You can squirt it right in there and don't have to deal with the packet.
And they're going, a pain? I mean, what's the big deal? It takes 2 seconds. Anyway, never mind. I've got it taken care of now. We're good to go. And we can get back to business and tell you about the University of Mary. I was there yesterday. For the Energy Secretary Rick Perry's visit, who's who of North Dakota up there as well, and that beautiful, beautiful bluff. Oh, it is. That's among the best views in the entire Bismarck-Mandan region for sure, and probably top 10 in the state. Really amazing. And they are doing incredible things at the University of Mary. I mean, they have long been America's leadership university and just continue to grow and focus. I mean, the explosive growth they have in enrollment. They had a waiting list for a while on students. I was there yesterday. Got a year-round campus going. It's incredible. And I love how they focus on North Dakota's needs and really say, what are we going to do? Like on engineering right now, that's why the engineering school is doing it. It's a different engineering school. It isn't hundreds of students specialized, but these students are going to come out and do great things. Same in nursing. You know, I mean, that's a very important need right now. And they now offer a Master's of Science in Nursing degree. Get a load of this, $15,000 for a master's. Now, go look anywhere else. It's $8,000 and higher. You know, I mean, really pretty incredible. And they do classes every 5 weeks. They do part-time. They do full-time. An excellent education and an excellent value. Check out umary.edu today /MSN to apply and get that going. Back to our conversation with Tom and Bismarck. And Tom and I were differing on the medical marijuana issue and it taking so long. Tom, I'll promise you this. We will schedule a conversation with the Department of Health and others. I know Al Carlson's been on before on this. And Al Carlson and Rich Wardner and every other elected leader, they're not in the business of wanting to make the voters mad, right? So, I mean, that was purely out of, look, we have to do this for a host of reasons. Do you know, for instance, if, Tom, you said, okay, that law's there, and I want to dispense medical marijuana and make it available to people, and you went to your bank and said, okay, here's the deposits from today's business, they'd say, we can't take the money. Did you know that?
Yeah.
And I can understand that. But, however, one of the reasons why I feel so strongly about this whole thing, my wife, 47 years old, suffers from macular degeneration in her eyes. She's got 10% left in her right eye and about 40% left in her left eye. And I've taken her to three specialists, one in Mandan, one in Minot, and now as of yesterday, one in Fargo. All three specialists told me that it would help her dramatically. She's gone through the injections. She's gone through everything in her eyes trying to get this thing to slow down. And they said that's about the last thing to try. And our hands are tied now, you know, and they gave her about 18 months of sight left and before she's going to be considered legally blind. And that's why I feel so strongly about this. I mean,
I don't blame you one bit for feeling frustrated. I would as well. Yeah. But I would be frustrated with the people that put that question on the ballot and that put the state in the position of having to clean up such a mess to get it right. I don't think they're going, we don't like this medical marijuana deal, so we're going to slow walk it. I really don't. I mean, I empathize with you. Now, I also know all the opponents of that bill last time around like to say that you know all of this is medically available now. So are you telling me there's no relief for your wife available until this is done?
All three specialists told me that they've done everything they possibly could already. One of them kind of explained it because it dilates the vessels in the eyes and increases blood flow dramatically to her eyes. And that's one of the things they explained to us would help slow it down.
Now, I always understood it was available in pill form. As well.
Yeah,
so did you by chance talk to Dr. Steve Thome when you were here?
You can't even take CBD oil for it because they banned the sale of that in Bismarck. They classified that as an opioid. Or not as an opioid, but the same class as opioids or whatever they are. You know, it's just, I don't know. I just want to see it legalized. Any given time, you can go out to the jailhouse, and I bet you a good chunk of those people out there are in there because of marijuana charges. Who's paying that bill? You and I are.
Yeah, of course.
I say legalize it, tax the living heck out of it.
Yeah,
leave
exactly
my property
right.
taxes alone.
So, Tom, one last question. Did you by chance talk to Dr. Steve Thome when you were here?
No, I didn't.
In Fargo, okay. So he's another one to add to your list. And
okay.
I'm not dissing any other doctors because there's a lot of good ones out there, really good ones. Steve Thome's a friend of mine and a client of ours here on the flag. So he'd be worth talking to as well. The reason I say that is a long story, but my nephew was in a tough situation one time and I was out in the shop and got a chunk of wood in his eye and it was not good. And he was close to going to surgery and Dr. Thome said, no, and worked with him, and he's, you know, recovered a lot of his sight. So he's just one of the best. He's really, really good.
Okay.
And I know he works with a lot of macular degeneration patients as well. So Thome,
yeah.
T-H-O-M. It was his dad, Bruce Thome, that is the founder of the Red Hawks, FM Red Hawks. So that's from the Thome family out of Fergus Falls, Minnesota. Tom, thanks for calling, and I promise to dig into your concerns on the other side, and if we can help in any way with your wife's situation. And in the meantime, please let us know. Happy to do so.
You got it. All right. I appreciate you taking my call. All right.
You
bye.
Got Alan in Bismarck. Recreational marijuana is our topic today. We got off a little track on the legalized, on the medical side as well. But I'm curious how you're thinking you'll vote come November on this issue. Al, go ahead.
Yes. Concerning the legalization of recreational marijuana, it's going to be a big mistake. People aren't looking down the road to see what the implications are going to be. First of all, you're going to find it in high schools. You're going to find it in junior high. Their grades are going to drop. They're going to have lack of incentive. There's just so many implications that the voters of North Dakota are just aren't considering. You might as well throw out all the rules, all the laws, open up the borders. It's going to open up you might as well open up the market for the cartel because they can always underprice what you can go into a dispensary and buy marijuana. And this marijuana these days is so much more potent than it was when I was in high school. And I used to smoke that crap. But it's a lot stronger now. People are going to be driving around on that. Our insurance rates are going to go up. The implications are just beyond imaginable. It's ridiculous to even consider legalizing recreational marijuana.
Do you think the federal government should, obviously it's still illegal federally. Do you think the federal government should do something to not allow the states to do this? I hate even saying that because I'm a Tenth Amendment guy. But it is a mess. I mean, you've got all kinds of interstate trafficking issues and, federal banking issues, wherever it's legal. Those are the crime issues now.
Right. Well, our country spends billions each year just to keep it from coming over the border. And you don't think that the other drugs, heroin and meth, they're going to come with it. Because that's where you don't have to haul a bunch of meth or heroin when it's worth a lot more money. That's going to come too. You mark my words. This is going to be a big mistake for North Dakota if they vote this legalization of recreational marijuana.
Alan, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Our first no vote there, by the way. Walter and Finley, what's your thought?
Yeah, hello there. Good morning, Scott. I wish you would get the governor of Colorado and some of these states that have okayed recreational marijuana. Get a personal tape of them talking about what happened to their states, because I heard them talking one day and they said the welfare went way up and there's a lot of people that are just, you might say, they kind of lose their ambition to go out and work. They want to sit on welfare. But see if you could do that. Get a tape of the governor of some of these states and talk to them and find out what really happens after you legalize recreational marijuana. And you'll be talking to somebody that went through the experience. And then I'll throw this in. Bill Cramer, he should put an ad in about Trump gets everything done that he tries to do, and he just gets his scarcity burgers finished up. It would help a lot of these farmers that are having drought problems this summer. Bill Cramer to work on that with Trump.
I missed the thing you want him to work on, though, Walter. What was that?
He should work on finishing the garrison diversion that they've got it all the way across the state almost, and they stopped it for some reason. That would give irrigation in this eastern North Dakota a lot more land to irrigate.
Yeah, no, Congressman Cramer and Secretary Ryan Zinke have both been on the program talking about that exact thing. So they are, that's in the works with the Secretary of the Interior, and he's been here, I think, as much as any cabinet secretary. Governor Burgum obviously in on that, too. And that's a promise from the federal government to the state of North Dakota that remains undone, a broken promise at this point. It was, stopped by a lot of environmental extremists. And there was quite the tryst there between Byron Dorgan and Roger Johnson and Kent Conrad on that whole mess. I think Earl Pomeroy was in on it as well to a certain extent. He was on the younger side of that one, but it's a bad deal. It ought to be fixed, and that's I agree with you. How about as far as the farm bill and getting that signed? Do you think that'll help too, Walter?
Well, yeah, we'll have to have something for the farmers. They used to have a government loan program. At least it didn't cost the government any money. They'd be able to go and get money from if they have it in the bin, the grain, they can go in and get the money, whatever grain they got, and get money so they don't have to sell it for a low price.
Yeah, good point. Walter, great to hear from you. Say hi to your neighbors and hope for me. Great to hear.
Thank you.
Great to hear from Finley today on What's on Your Mind. More coming up. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Listening to this commercial could save you up to $2,000. I'm at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 with my neighbor, Vince Webker, and I am looking at some of the best patio furniture that is made anywhere. And you, come on in, save up to $2,000. Look at your backyard. If that patio furniture has been there a while, replace it with the best. Why is this the best?
Well, it's commercial. It literally has been for 50 years commercial grade. It will last. It's a 15-year warranty. It's comfortable. I discovered this on my own. The more you spend on patio furniture, the more you're going to use it. It's just that good.
We had, you know, tables and chairs in the backyard for a long, long time. Not until we bought Tropitone with that fire table did we use it regularly. I mean, you'll use it a lot more because it's just a great environment.
Yeah, it's, I think, way more comfortable than your indoor furniture. So it's and it's built to last in our climate. It's not going to blow away with the wind. The cushions, if it pours, you don't have to bring those in every day. If it pours rain, they'll be drying literally in 15 minutes. And there's so many different styles and group sets, and you can design your own and pick out your own fabric, and it's kind of a fun process.
You won't want to leave the backyard all summer long. It's worth it. Come on in. Use the promo code ACE. Just tell them Scott sent you. You'll get up to $2,000 off. Tropitone patio furniture, the best of the best at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Lots of game tables. Don't forget that. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, and now Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What's on your mind is brought to you by MyPillow. MyPillow. Yeah, MyPillow should be your pillow. That's what I'm saying. Because I'd love you to sleep that much better. Woke up about 3 a.m. Alarm set for 5:30. Kind of nice. Go, okay. Put the head on the pillow and I'm going back for a little rest. And it's right on the MyPillow, which is just an incredible pillow. And I'm not telling you anything, folks. I don't 100% believe with every fiber of my being. This is an incredible invention. And our friend Mike Lindell is the man who did it. By the way, he's coming to North Dakota later this month. So you're going to have an opportunity to meet him. And we look forward to it. He's a great guy. He's done a lot. Really very humble, very nice. So lots of fun. Friend of the president's now, too, from those great commercials. And the 50% off right now, the two premium MyPillows and two Go Anywhere pillows when you use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. All right, back to the phones on What's On Your Mind. How will you vote on the recreational marijuana question. The recreational marijuana question. As someone who has never used marijuana, I'm for legalization simply to cut the legs off drug cartels. I think them killing people to maintain a drug monopoly, says this listener, a texter, is a great evil. Greater evil than people getting high. Also, if it's legalized, don't tax it too much. I know a person in the state where it is legal, but still buys from drug dealers because it's cheaper. Interesting point. All right. Dustin and Bismarck, what's your vote?
Hello?
Hi, Dustin. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Well, I'd say no.
Hey, tell me why.
Well, I've used it before. It's no different than alcohol, but I hear a lot of people complaining about it here on the radio, and everybody's, you know, angry about it. And I know it's going to legalize regardless of my vote. Chances of it is pretty high. So I think as North Dakotans, we need to do it smart. Other than how other states have done it, legalize and let everybody run rampant with it. I think what we need to do is make it so that either you choose the privilege of using this drug or you have a license. Because I really don't want to see any of my family members or myself killed on the road. We already have a drinking and driving problem. Do we need a smoking and driving problem too?
And several of you are asking for stats out of Colorado, and I've seen them. And they blew my mind. They really did. There have been studies on this. Even the governors and elected officials that were in favor of this saw the ramifications. Said, "Woo, we got to fix some things." So I promise we'll do a future program on that. Bob in Valley City, what's your vote?
Absolutely, yes. I'm 65 years old, and I've been I know people have done marijuana for 50 years. And I know hundreds and hundreds of people that smoke marijuana, and you know, not one of them's ever been busted. And the reason that they haven't been busted is because they're careful. They know what to do with the drugs. They know how to use it, just like the millions and millions of people that drink alcohol responsibly. Those people you'll never see busted because they don't drive with it. They don't have it on their person. They do it at home. They're responsible adults. Everybody from politicians to doctors and lawyers. I mean, there's a whole culture out there of marijuana that's been around for like I said, 50 years, 60 years that I know of.
We're going to put you down as a yes, Bob. We're going to put you down as a yes. Appreciate that. Jamie's on the road. Your take, Jamie.
I'd say yes, too. And one caller said, we'll have it in the schools. We already do. Another caller said that Colorado's homeless rate went up. The reason Colorado's homeless rate went up and people went on welfare is because people moved to California, and that was stated fact. People moved to California when it got legalized. And another thing, another caller said you had a text about the cartel. Yes, that's a big opponent of legalized marijuana is the cartel. They don't want to see it legalized.
Appreciate the call, Ed. Jamie, thanks. Others waiting here, so I'm going to go rapid fire so we can get you before the top of the hour. Mike in Fargo, you're next. Go ahead. How are you going to vote?
I'd like to thank you guys for your program and fighting against the propaganda that's against us first, because we all know that in the past it's happened before, and marijuana or cannabis is that issue where propaganda forced it and snubbed it from many industries. My vote's a yes because of all the people that are around me that use it and need it for the Minnesota use, and it's saving their life. It's adding years on to their lives.
All right, Mike, to mark you down, I'm going to get Ryan and mine on in here quickly. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, I'm not for it at all. I've had too many friends, and they start doing it, and it's just like they lose all ambition to do anything in the world. And just, I've seen nothing but bad. And I had a buddy that started with that and moved on to other drugs and died. And I got another buddy who's living in his grandma's house, and he's over 30 years old. They just lose ambition to do anything. It's ridiculous.
And it's very interesting to have that circle of friends in that condition because of the marijuana substance. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate that. More coming up, folks, on What's On Your Mind. Do not touch that dial.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieBlackBullGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndieBlackBullGuy.com, and thank you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.